Would you describe your life as having peace right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Peace isn't always easy to come by. One of my biggest ways that I've been receiving peace lately is through sound counsel with my parents, and I thank God every day for giving them to me. Even when I've been anxious and on the verge of losing my mind, they have drawn me back with the wisdom they've received from their time as believers, their age, and life experience. If you're searching for peace right now, too, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called Finding Peace by Brooke Morris. I have heard that peace is like a river of serenity. I have heard that the Lord is the giver of tranquility. If peace can be revealed through the raindrops of a raging storm, why does the thunder never stop? It leaves my heart feeling torn. My friends are gone. I'm alone in the dark. No peace I can find. Fear holds me as a slave. I feel like I am losing my mind. My heart races fast inside of my chest. I can't catch my breath. The darkness closes in all around me. Is this the end? Death? But wait, his scarred hands are lifting me high above the darkness. Though the raging waters are by my side, he is my fortress. Jesus knows the anguish that makes me tense. He is human too. His reckless love is never any less for me or for you. He is my peace in the raging storm when fear is all around. Even though things may fall apart, I will stand on solid ground. So I will raise my head and fix my eyes, seeing only him. Though Satan tempts, I know fear is a lie. Darkness will grow dim. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Jesus promises peace to everyone who puts their trust in him. In fact, Ephesians 2:14 says that Jesus himself is our peace. Because he died on the cross and rose from the grave to forgive our sins, we can have peace with God. And we can look forward to the day Jesus will return and make all things new. But in the meantime, we all experience times when we feel anything but peaceful. Thankfully, Jesus invites us to take refuge in him, to honestly tell him all we're thinking and feeling, and be reminded of his steadfast love and faithfulness. Can you think of a time you experienced Jesus helping you when you were afraid? What was that like? As you and I can read in John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 46, John 16:33, and Hebrews 4:14 through 16 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Like the Devo the other day, today's Devo was packed with awesome scripture, and I don't want you to miss any of it. But if I read it all to you, you're going to zone out. So I'm not going to do that. Instead, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app and look down in the questions section and check out the extra scripture from today's Devo. You won't regret it. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Wait a Little Longer with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.